Okay, I'm live, I think. I'm just going to send a link, bear with me. Just a second. There we are. Okay, we're live, so it's excused. I've just posted it on my WhatsApp group. So just to say, I'm back teaching. I've had a few weeks off. I'm going to have time now. Now that we're breaking up for Christmas. And I wanted to share with you something called a gata. Now, Thich Nhat Hanh wrote a lot of these, and what they are poems that we speak internally with the breath, on the in-breath and out-breath. So I just want to do a few minutes of that with you now, just to introduce you to it, see how it feels for you. I have got new recordings coming. I've got one I'm releasing any day soon. I'm just doing the final bits, but I thought I'd go live to reach out because it's been a while. So come into your seated posture. Upright, bright, relaxed. Just a few minutes to get a taste of this. So as you breathe in, feel the breath as you normally would, and in your mind say, breathing in, I feel myself as a mountain. Feeling that strength. Then breathing out, I feel solid. Breathing in, I see myself as water. Breathing out, I reflect things as they are. Breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. Then just bring your breathing back to normal. Relaxed, still staying in touch with the breath. And you can write your own gatas for things that you would like to instill as you sit yourself. So when you're ready, bringing the meditation to a close. Allowing the eyes to open. Now that was very short. And I just wanted to get that across. Maybe we'll go deeper into it if people like it. So do let me know. And as I said, I have new material on its way any day soon. So do look out for that. Also, I'm teaching again on Facebook. So come over there and practice with me. So a special thanks again for the supporters of this show. It's really kind of you and it helps me enormously. It's a dwindling list, but I'm still really grateful. And that's Anita Gwatney, Claire Jenkins, Mikkel Polam, Dan Plocek, and Jade Sant. Have a wonderful Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas. If not, just enjoy the rest if you get to have it. And I'll hear from you soon. Peace. Hello. Hope you're all well. And I hope you can hear me okay. We're just going to meditate for a few moments together. So, come into a seated posture. And relax. This is not going to be about being super focused or anything like that. Just a few moments of relaxation together. So allow the eyes to gently close. And be relatively upright. Just so there's a sense of wakefulness. Check in with the body. Feeling for any tension. And not being afraid of tension, not pushing it away. Instead, using that as an object of meditation. And as we do this, as we focus on places like the shoulders where we all feel tension, we can feel that it changes. And more often than not, because we've noticed it, it begins to relax. So if you can, tune into any feeling of relaxation as the body unfurls, as it awakens to itself, as it comes to its natural state of inner peace. And we find that when we just tune into the body, we are in the present moment. The body is very different to the mind. The mind prefers the future or the past. But the body is always here.
So we can do this through breathing. And this really is one of the main reasons we use the breath as a meditation anchor. Because it happens now in the body. And we allow the body to teach the mind to come to rest. So look at the breathing now. Where can you feel it? Just tuning in to the breath as it unfolds. Brings so much peace. If we learn to stop controlling it. To let the breath go and just to be a witness. And see if you can feel a sense of peace now as the body inflates all by itself. And then deflate slowly. And if you do feel a sense of peace, know that this is always available. It's always here, whenever we need it. We don't invite peace in. We just sit still and notice that it's here. And the things in life that bother us when we see them, when we hear them from this vantage point of peace, from the present moment, they don't seem to be such a problem anymore. This morning, driving to work, it's a miserable day. Rainy, grey. And I caught myself having a problem with that. And I had a word with myself because we can't live a life that's beautiful in every moment, that's perfect in every moment, that's pain-free. Life's not that way. And so I looked at the grey skies and the rain. And I decided to try and see if I could find beauty in that moment. and in front of me, in a traffic jam, was this ugly, industrial, dirty lorry. And on the back of it, it had an old pulley wheel. An iron wheel. And it was caked in grime. And I took my judgment of it out of the situation and really looked, as I do when I paint, really looked mindfully. And it came alive. The dirt became a beautiful, dark brown, almost like roasted coffee. And the drizzle formed on the edges. And there was a soft light around the edges of the metal wheel. And it held its own beauty. It was perfect. In many respects, it was more beautiful than a flower. Because there was something very real about it. And just in the same way, the sounds that we cannot bear, the squawk of a crow, the rumble of traffic, when we're really mindful, when we're really in the present moment, these things that trouble us cease to do so, and they can even bring us deeper into peace, deeper into beauty. Because beauty isn't something we see, it's seeing itself. It's not an object, it's engagement from the heart with something, and meaning is made from that. So I'll bring this meditation to a close now. Wish you all well. Wish you peace, and try to see your problems from this vantage point, from the present moment, and realize that so many of our problems are self-created, and they're not even here. The things that trouble us are imagined events. Everything right here and now is as it should be. Perfect.